Hei, kia rai te iwi, hakorongo mai nei ki tō tātou taonga te reo, irirangi o te hiko o te ika, iwa kou māwhitu iratahi te iarere. Ai, runga te waia o kōrero ko Luke Bird, ai, ki te hakahau ngā kōrero mō ngā pōtitanga o ngā kaunihera huri no i te tai tokerau. Nō reira, tēnā koe, Luke.
Ai, kia ora e te iwi whānui o te tai tokerau, a rā ko Guri Whērua. I'm Luke Bird and I'm coming to you live and direct from Te Pukapū Taone o Whangarei, and another update for the iwi today about the elections, because let's be real, Eti Iwi, it's getting closer. It's time to check those boxes. And have you got your paperwork? Ooh, child.
Yeah, it's been 3 days now, as I understand, and the elections have been open, so voting has started. What's some of the kōrero that we can expect over the next coming weeks as it closes?
Well, that is right. Very good observation there, my mate, because, yes, as of last Friday, the 16th of September, voting papers have been issued out. So now is the time, Eti Iwi, to start stalking your letterbox and follow that postie, because if they've got that little paperwork for you, you've got now until the 5th of October to get your... No, the 4th of October, sorry, to get your paperwork done, dusted, voting in and ready to go. So keep looking out for the mailbox, because some people, as we all know around Te Tai Tokerau, don't necessarily live at the address that they've got on for their postal address. So make sure your aunties know, or nanny knows, or whoever you live with or isn't living there, whatever, te mea, that they are looking out for that paperwork for you, because that is your ticket to getting the right māngai at the table at your local kaunihera.
Mm.
And so for people that don't know still, if you are wondering, well, what's this all about, Luke? Like, you've been talking to us every week. We've got kaunihera this, kaunihera that. Every kaunihera is different. However, politics matters to every single one. No matter what your demographic is, it is so important, because they look after the waterways, dog control, pest control, the flora and fauna of this land, roading, rubbish collection. Every single thing is so important. Biosecurity, soil, coastal planning, flooding, river management. So politics matters to every single one of us here in Te Tai Tokerau. And as I keep mentioning, now is the time to make your vote count, because it's the first time in our country's history that we have Māori seats on the Māori ward for the council. And those are our māngai that are going to be making sure that we are getting everything we possibly can get over the line, but making sure that we've got the best representation for Māori here in Te Tai Tokerau. So keep looking out for your letterbox, because as of last Friday, as I said, voting papers have been issued, and you've got until October the 4th to get your voting papers mailed back.
Just around some of the details, so there has been changes for this elections, but also wanting to see a little bit more kōrero, I suppose, around the districts that are available, also the North Regional Council and then the mayoral elections. Are you able to share a little bit more around that?
Yes, so if you are on the Māori roll, then you still get the opportunity to, your vote still has a lot of mana. There is this little this ideology that if you're on the Māori roll, you don't get as many votes. Well, that is totally untrue. So Māori roll, you still have the same mana as any other voting paper around the country. You still get to vote for your mayor in your local constituency. You still get to vote for candidates sitting on the Māori seat for your Māori constituency. And you also get to vote for the candidate standing in your local community board. However, you can't vote for general constituency. So, for example, you won't be able to vote for the Northland Regional Council's Far North Ward. If you, though, are Māori but you're currently sitting on the general roll, don't worry, it's all good. However, you will get to vote for your mayor, your candidate standing in your general constituency, and candidate standing in your local community board. However, you won't be able to vote for your Māori constituency. So that's the vote for the candidate in the Northland Regional Council's Te Raki constituency. If you did want to change your from general role to Māori role, you can't until 2024. So make your vote count now. For the next election, you'll be able to enrol on the Māori role. But don't fear. Still get up there and tick the boxes, because every vote counts no matter what role you're on. They still make up the majority of our kaunihera around Te Tai Tokerau. And every person you put in there is still a māngai that's going to represent you at the best. So don't worry about what auntie says to do or what nana says you should do. vote for the person who best represents you for the council, because that's what we want here. The other thing I wanted to make mention is, if, for instance, you have missed the deadline to get your voting papers issued to you, because that was in August, but you still want to vote, and I encourage every single person to vote. If you're eligible to vote but you haven't registered, you still have the opportunity to do so. So you have to request a special vote, which is on 0800 922 822. So it's a free phone number, Putanui Te Motu, 0800 922 822. Or you can also visit your local council service centre and they can hook you up with a special vote, because every vote does matter. And we want Te Tai Tokiro, as I keep saying like a broken record, we want Te Tai Tokiro to be leading the way for our Māori seats, because let's be honest, we're some of the loudest people up here in the Noosa, but we are also some of the last people to make things happen. So we want to make sure that those little boxes are being ticked, the people, the right people are going in, and we're getting this done faster than any other rohe around the country.
And we might as well get it started up in Te Huku, because without Te Huku or Te Ika, the Ika can't move forward. So let's get it started, people. Tautoko marika tira.
I like what you did there. That was very, very clever. Hey, and just to make sure, if you have got your voting papers now and you want to get it done really quick, you can just do it. Vote right now. You can open it up. It's a couple of boxes. Tick, 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 boom. And make sure you mail it back by 5 p.m. Tuesday, October 4th. Or you can actually go into, you can deliver your paper directly to the ballot boxes throughout the region. So if you want to find out where you can deliver your voting papers, you just go to localelections.co.nz/vote, and there you have it.
And not wait till the last minute to submit it, otherwise it might be still in delivery when it closes off. Ahoi no he tino mihi atu kia koe, Luke Mowene o ngā kōrero, he kōrero haka kapinga wau. Any final words in regards to our kaupapa?
Just the usual one every week. Make sure you are well informed. If you're still trying to work out who's the best person to represent you, you can go to the NRC website, the Northern Regional Council website, and it'll come up there with Māori representation. You can also go to localelections.co.nz to find out all the Māori representation in your rohe and which person fits into the which constituency that you live in. So just get up there, vote. It's time. Kua tai te wā, iwi. Kua tai te wā, and there is no excuses.
Ai, tautoko marika wera o ngā kōrero e Luke, i whariki hea e pāniki tēnei kaupapa ko ngā kōwhiringa pōti ārohe. Nō reira tāku kia kui tēnei wā, kia matāra kia ora.
Woohoo! Thanks everybody, get up there and vote!
Huro e te whānau ko Luke Bird, tērā me wera o ngā kōrero, ngā pitopito kōrero kia mōhio marika na mātou, kia pūmaramāna koutou, pēhia rā te tuku o koutou pōti, kōwai te tangata tika mō, ki te haka wahawaha, haka kanohi, i o wawata, i o whaenga mō te rohe nei. Nō reira, haka rongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika, iwa te kou māwhitu iratahi te iariri.